Well, Gary, I'm sure you've seen the lads. What's the atmosphere like in that changing room after back-to-back wins?
They're delighted with their efforts. They're exhausted because of the amount of effort that they put into it. But we're now in the process of recovering, and as great a performance as it was and a great a win as it was, we've got to get over it quickly and start focusing for Watford, and that starts now.
It's always going to be tight, wasn't it? What a finish that was to separate the two teams.
Yeah, it was a great finish. Like I say, I don't know how he's done it, but that's what the club paid the money for, and we've got to get him to 30 goals, if not more, before now and the end of the season. He's been truly tremendous with his contribution to the club.
You mentioned it Saturday, Gary. Set pieces are proving to be really good for Blackburn at the moment, aren't they? Another great delivery from Jones. Dan's on the end of it, and Jordan puts it in. How much work has gone into that?
Yeah, we spent some time on it. They play a big part of the game, so we've got great delivery from Jonesy, like you say, and Scott Dan, like I said on Saturday, is a massive threat. And we've got other people getting in on the end of it as well, so, you know, it's bearing fruits from the work on the training ground, you're right.
And a change at the back tonight, with two, Marcus Olsen back in as well, and Gael Givé came in. How close a call was it, Gary, for you? You said yesterday you had two good centre-halves waiting, and you weren't prepared to say which way you were going to go yesterday, but how close a call was it?
Well, I think, you know, like you say, at times like these, sometimes you just got to go with a little bit of experience. And, you know, Todd Kane, who again was outstanding tonight, is only 19. And Kareem is unfortunate, but we just felt the experience of Gael would prove valuable, and it has. It was a fantastic performance, a warrior-like performance from him, and the crowd appreciated him, and I think that was both ways, you know.
It's been a tough season for him. He didn't play like someone who's not started a game since December, did he?
I think that's credit to him, and, you know, he's kept himself in shape, and when called upon, he's delivered a performance like that, and I think everybody took strength from that.
Did you view these two home games as we must win? Both these back-to-back games to give us a really good opportunity for the last four?
I think, you know, obviously since we've come in, every game that we've gone into, we've tried to win. I think, like I say, the Blackpool game, we're unfortunate not to get the 3 points, and we're certainly unfortunate not to get something from Sheffield Wednesday. We've just got to set the target of keep winning games, and obviously then we came round to two home games. Yeah, they're important, but the next four are going to be important as well.
I have to mention your goalkeeper as well. He didn't have a great deal to do tonight, but what a save from Beckford that was second half.
Yeah, it was a great stop. He produced two great stops on Saturday, and he's growing in confidence. And, you know, when called upon, that's his job. A bit harsh on him, but that's his job. He's got to keep him out of the net, don't care how. But he did tonight and was very good.
Has he really impressed you? Attitude and everything that's gone into it? Because I'm sure he was expecting Jake Keane not to get injured, so it must be one of those to come into it at Cardiff, knowing that you've got to take your chance now.
I think it's full credit to John Keighley, the goalkeeping coach, in the sense of how he's got them prepared, you know. Jake's come in and took his chance, and now Greg's doing the same. And they work very hard with John. And, you know, he keeps on top of them and makes them better.
You got best part of an hour from Leon Best tonight as well. How difficult is the sort of judgment there, Gary? Have you got to be so careful with how much football he gets between now and the end of the season?
Yeah, certainly. You know, in an ideal world, you'd be drip feeding him in and introducing him. But circumstances over the course of the last month or two have sort of like made him be thrust in it. So we have got to be careful with him. But I thought, you know, he gave us some size and some strength tonight. On another couple of occasions, might have got his first goal, but that's certainly coming.
And a word for the atmosphere tonight as well, which I know you're happy with.
Awesome. The fans were tremendous and played their part. And, you know, that's as loud as I've heard Lee Ewood for a long time. We need that support for the next four games. Hopefully now we're going to have a good following away at Watford. Same at Millwall. And then back here for the last home game of the season against Crystal Palace before having to go to Birmingham.